Back in the 1990s, a super fast-growing Orange County built a couple of toll roads. Southern California, of course, is home to the freeway, as in free of charge. But this new concept was billed by boosters as a privately funded solution to choking traffic problems. A couple of decades later, rosy driver projections never materialized, and the authority that runs the toll roads is saddled with a bunch of debt and is costing taxpayers a lot of money. Gustavo Arellano is with us now from the OC Weekly for this week's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So tell us about this. It's called the Transportation Corridor Agencies, and it's based in Irvine. What do we know about this thing?
The TCA, the board of directors are council members in Orange County, mostly in South County, mostly in the cities that are affected by these toll roads. And the two toll roads in particular that they focus on is the 73, the San Joaquin Hills Toll Road, which goes through Laguna Beach up into and meets up with the 405 around Aliso Viejo, and then the 241 Toll Road, which is the Foothill Eastern Transportation Corridor. That one mostly services Rancho Santa Margarita, Cota de Caza, all the master plan communities closer to the Foothill in Orange County.
And the 73, now, to be fair, I know that that was built as sort of a bypass, right? You don't have to go all the way down to the 405 to the 5. So if you're headed to San Diego or to San Clemente or wherever, you can sort of bypass the rest of that choked up traffic.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, the main reason that a lot of people didn't like the toll roads is because they were going through terrain that at that point was not developed. San Joaquin Hills especially, I mean, they're beautiful hills that goes all through Laguna Beach. I mean, it's probably the most beautiful toll road in the United States. It's also one of the least used toll roads in the United States. So the proponents at the time, they're saying, okay, you know, we're not going to rely on the government or the taxpayer anymore. We're going to build these toll roads and whoever uses them, they're going to have to foot the bill. But the problem is that you could only build so much alongside some of the terrain. So the San Joaquin Hills, you can't build any developments on it. All the developments are, for the most part, serviced pretty well by the 405 toll road. And that's the 73. The one that's a little bit better is the 241. You had all these master plan communities built up around it, Ladera Ranch, Dove Canyon, Rancho Santa Margarita. But even then, the projection, the ride projection, it never materialized. At the last count, the Conservative Pacific Research Institute, which, by the way, is all about pave, 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 build, 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 they came out with a study now opposing all this, and they said that the 241 only gets up to 65% of its projection this year.
How much are we talking about as far as money is concerned? And we're talking about taxpayers having to foot the bill. Why are taxpayers on the hook for this?
So far, the Pacific Research Institute estimates that there was $1.7 billion in taxpayer subsidies already used in the lifetime of these developments, and that every year Caltrans has to pony up $15 million just for roadside maintenance. And the reason why the taxpayers are footing the bill, because that's what was going to happen in Orange County. So whenever you have these claims that, private enterprise all the way, never. It's always private enterprise until it fails, and then the people running the background, they always go back to the government that they so despise, supposedly, and ask them for these taxpayer subsidies. And, you know, what is the government supposed to do? Well, they have this humongous toll road, you know, helping out the residents of Southern California, supposedly. So they have to bail them out. It's the original bailout. Forget the bankers. It's the original bailout here, this TCA.
Gustavo Arellano from OC Weekly with our Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.